The primary, I think, vision or mission for CU at Home really is not changing. So that's, you know, again, to engage the community to serve the most vulnerable. What I think is changing is some of the way that we operationalize that. And we're still really in the beginning stages of how that will look. But right now, one of our big focuses is opening the emergency winter shelter. So we do want to make sure that we're on mission and serving that vulnerable community through the winter months. But I think that, you know, again, the mission's the same. It's just looking at how do we strategically utilize our programs to serve the vulnerable community.
So I know that, you know, recently a top priority has been getting these low barrier shelters set up. Can you talk a little bit more about that type of housing and why you feel it's important?
I think that housing is absolutely important and, you know, I would say vital to the vulnerable population that it's going to serve. A lot of clients are ready for services that we provide here. So they've taken steps, for example, to become sober, and they're really looking at what is the next thing they need to do. And we're here to house them and provide case management services around that. But there's also some in the population that are not ready for those steps. And a lot of those adults, you know, have a background with trauma, and it's not an easy first step to take. And so that emergency shelter really allows those people who aren't ready for that step to get out of the cold this winter, to interact with somebody in a positive way, to understand that we are there to support them. And, you know, whenever they are ready, or if they are ready to take a next step, that there are options for them.
I know that CU at Home has also experienced some staffing shortages this year. Do you expect that problem to continue?
Unfortunately, I would say everyone should expect that problem to continue. It's not a CU at Home issue. It's, again, a problem, you know, nationwide. There's a staffing shortage. But I think what we're trying to do specifically with the emergency shelter is to be as flexible as we can with what staff are willing to come on board with that. So we're offering flexible hours, a schedule where we're really working around people's availability. But yeah, I think everyone should expect staff shortages.
What are some things that you're worried about? Like, what are some of the challenges you're anticipating over the next year?
Well, I think you mentioned one, which is staffing. That's obviously, again, a concern that's on everybody's mind. I think another is obviously, and it falls under that a little bit, but the unpredictability of COVID. You know, what can we anticipate? What can we expect? What do we do when people are quarantined? Will there be another variant? I mean, obviously the list could go on. But I think that's really it. I feel very, very thankful for, again, individual community support, church support right now for the emergency shelter. So I think that, you know, we're coming in a strong place in those areas, but absolutely we have to have, you know, staff in place to make this work.